everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, July the 7th, 2014. Rose, did you have a wonderful Independence Day weekend? Very good. Everybody out there, I'm sure, had a great time. Most folks had a nice three-day weekend. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. We're live streaming our show, which means you don't have to be right in front of a radio. You can be around a computer at buckmastershow.com, and you can hear the program or the station's website, kvoi.com. And of course, we podcast the program, which makes 24-hour anywhere in the world listening available at buckmastershow.com. During the hour today, first half of the program will be the Monday political face-off. Then the second half of the hour, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff General John Wickham will join us for his monthly visit with talking about military and foreign affairs, some interesting breaking news about the VA. So it's very serendipitous today to have General Wickham on the program at about 12:30. The Buckmaster Show live line number 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. The Monday Political Face-Off is brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe can handle just about any needs that you have when it comes to custom framed mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course they're on Facebook as well. This week, our team of commentators, Bruce Ash, is with us. Bruce is in his third term as the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Ackerstrom, longtime Democrat Party activist and former state and local Democrat Party chair. Paul and Bruce, hope you had a great 4th of July.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, a great one.
You went to Bisbee?
I went down to Bisbee with my family, and we spent the day there watching Soapbox Derby races, the parade, and saw the fireworks. And then we went stayed in the Gadsden, beautiful old hotel, Gadsden Hotel in Douglas, and did some ghost watching, trying to find ghosts. So
there was a rumor that Pancho Villa actually rode his horse into the lobby at the Gadsden.
Yeah, and there's on the seventh stair of the marble staircase, beautiful marble staircase, there's a chip that supposedly was caused by his horse.
Oh, my goodness.
From his horseshoes.
Well, you had a nice outing. Did it rain as well down in that area?
Very lightly during the fireworks, which kept it cool.
It did rain here. We've had rain two out of the last 3 days at the Buckmaster Hacienda. And Bruce, you were over on the lovely island of Coronado. They have a little hometown parade, don't they, on the 4th?
It was awesome. We sat together, our two sons and their wives, and my wife and I sat in the shade watching the parade go by, and all the bands and all the different groups, and you know, all the beauty queens, you know, waving hello with that regal wave of theirs, and fireworks at night. It just couldn't have been better.
You posted some nice pictures on your Facebook page of the parade. Kind of reminded me of our little hometown parade there in Wilmette, Illinois, on the North Shore of Chicago. As kids, we'd kind of decorate the bicycles. We'd put the little striping, the red, white, and blue paper through the spokes, and it's kind of cool. But anyway, it was a great 4th of July weekend, and here we are on a Monday. Breaking news, as they say, an appeals court, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Court, Bruce, to be specific, this morning ordered that the so-called Dreamers be allowed to get Arizona driver's licenses, and I guess this is at least for the time being. Is that your understanding of this?
Yeah, and I think it also, at least an earlier news report I heard on this station, said that it would only be limited to those people who've already had driver's license issued to them, I think. It's a 9th district. I mean, you sort of expect this sort of decision out of the 9th district federal court. I understand that everybody's looking at, you know, whether or not to take this to the Supreme Court. I think they probably ought to. It's a key part of Arizona law.
I think because the federal government has ruled that, at least for now, that the Dreamers can stay in the country legally, they should be allowed to have driver's licenses. I think there's a federal preemption involved. But this is just an injunction.
Yeah.
There still needs to be a trial at the district court.
So they're going to have like an on-bank hearing on this soon.
Yeah, and there's going to be actual trial, I guess, at the district level. So, you know, this is just an injunction to allow them to have licenses until there's an actual trial and determination based on the trial. So, you know, this is a temporary thing.
Right, yeah, now. Good point.
Sorry. Why is this important? Why is this a big deal, Bruce Ash?
Well, I think that especially now with everything going on as it is with these illegal entrants into our country who've come here supposedly for political asylum reasons, and so many of them really moving along to relatives and other people that they know here in the United States, this is going to become a bigger issue with teenagers and older people who are going to be looking for a driver's license and so on. And the federal government, there's a lot of criticism for the federal government right now, which I think is largely justified. We heard Department of Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson yesterday really fumbled with an answer as to what exactly the administration plans on doing with all of the folks who are here, whether they're going to be deported or not. And he never gave a straight answer. And David Gregory, I think, gave him every opportunity in the world to give an answer. And he just kept repeating the administration line, and he wasn't getting off that.
Well, maybe some of these people are going to say that they are political seeking asylum, Paul. And that
these particular people are under the DREAM Act or the administration's non-enforcing to allow certain type of folks who are here doing good in school, all of that, which are separate and apart from what's happening right now on the border with these young children being brought across. But the whole situation with our immigration is broken right now, and we do need comprehensive immigration reform. And I think I'm hopeful that at some point there's going to be a breaking point where there's at some point Congress will actually act. And I think if the compromise act or bill that was came out of the Senate ever gets a chance on the floor of the House, it would pass and would help in a lot of this stuff in terms of resources for enforcement, for laying out a real clear path by which people who are already here could vie for legal status, not necessarily citizenship, but legal status. And I think that's really important for our economy and our future situation on the border. Right now, it is pretty chaotic. And, this is a complex issue. I'm not sure what the full answer is. All I know is we need some sort of comprehensive immigration reform, and Congress really needs to act. I mean, the president, whoever the president is in whatever year, our hands are tied in terms of actually being able to do much about the immigration problem without some sort of bill coming out of Congress.
We generally can assume, though, that the President of the United States and the Department of Justice are going to observe the laws of the United States, which have been lawfully passed by Congress, and try to do the best job they can with those laws. In this case, the president has decided by fiat how he is going to observe these laws, what he is going to do and what he's not going to do. He's essentially dared Congress not to work with him, although he cajoles on sort of a feigning sort of a premise. But he invites the lawsuit. He's going to get the lawsuit. If the president only followed the laws that were there, there is a process for dealing with the current situation. He invited this problem. His Department of Homeland Security chief also aided and abetted this problem, and now they're having to live with it. And he goes to Texas this week and refuses even to go to the border to look at the situation. I think that is really, really very, very farsighted, or nearsighted, I should say.
Bill, I just want to make the point. The Senate bill that passed the Senate passed in a very strong bipartisan way. If John Boehner would just allow that bill to go to the House floor, it will pass in a bipartisan fashion. Right? That's the only roadblock to us getting immigration reform. It was a compromise bill that came out of the Senate. The Republicans and the Democrats worked on it together. It's actually it's a compromise bill. It probably doesn't solve all the problems, but it is something that could give us a roadmap on how to deal with this complex problem.
Bruce, hold your thought there, because we've had someone waiting that wants to join in the conversation. Amy would like to bring in a point. Go ahead, Amy. You're on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you.
Hi.
Gentlemen, my take on this that would resolve it, what if we enforce the laws we have now? That would stop the crisis.
Well, my answer to that is, the resources, you could throw as many people on the border, Border Patrol agents on the border, as you wanted to, and it still would not stem the flow that's happening, and we still would have to spend resources to take these children that come across right now. And you know, Obama's administration wants to speed up the process of redeporting them, but it's problematic. You've got children coming across who are just children, no parents with them, and they're being held in facilities right now. It costs money. And then deporting them, trying to fast-track the deportation, they're trying to do that. But all of it is following the law. The problem is there's a resource issue. And there's a crisis in Central America. This isn't really necessarily a Mexican issue. It's in Central America where there's abject poverty and political unrest. And frankly, parents are just sending their kids up here to keep them safe. And that's a problem. If you really want to solve the problem, you got to do something in terms of helping those Central American governments deal with poverty and deal with, frankly, the political unrest that's happening there. You got to stabilize the region.
What about Amy's concern?
Amy's right. And actually, we could look to the situation before the Second World War, where there were many youngsters. I know of one very close friend here in Tucson who came to this country to have family reunification with others who had come living in Kansas at the time. And there are ways to provide for this. And this goes back to immigration law that dates back into the 1930s. The problem that Paul wants to ignore and his party wants to ignore is it is difficult to work with an administration who is as untrustworthy as this particular one is, not just on immigration, but on a whole host of different issues. And look, the Republican Party, the RNC, has stated a very clear policy with respect to folks who are here, giving them all of the rights that come with citizenship except that of voting. They keep their citizenship in their country. They can apply for citizenship, as time goes by. But no citizenship should be granted to people who've come here illegally.
All right. How did these kids, and the caller wants to know, and then we've got to take a break, how did the kids get past the border in Mexico that borders Guatemala?
That's really interesting. I mean, what you're having here is human trafficking that is being kind of run by the cartels, the drug cartels. They have all the power in Mexico. They basically can do what they want politically in Mexico, and they're making a profit off of taking these kids up through Mexico into our country. And it's human trafficking organizations that are frankly brutal and preying on these poor people who are desperate to get out of Central America. Like I said, this is frankly an international problem, and the real solution is to do something in Central America that stabilizes the region politically, as well as the poverty issue. That's long term. That's the only real solution to this.
60,000 people have been identified. There's probably many times that number who have not been identified and who are in streets all across this country as we speak today.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take our first break of this Monday afternoon. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Be right back.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Piero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Piero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Piero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at pieroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac, business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom as well. The Face-Off brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. I was going to switch gears and go to another topic, but folks want to talk about this. Just had a caller during the break. Do you gentlemen, Bruce and Paul, think the White House has complicity in the current situation?
Well, I think even Democrats feel a little frustrated with the current situation, on top of all the other things that they have to defend going into the midterm elections in the fall. They now have this thing exploding on them. Look, I think also, though, Republicans need to be sure that they don't do something that would be very, very bad. This is not about demonizing any of the young children who have come here. They're really pawns, whether it's for the cartels or for whatever political reasons or for whatever economic reason there might exist. These kids, you know, for the most part, had zero control over the situation. This is a failure of government. It's a failure of the system that we have. And Paul, you know, look, Republicans and Democrats, libertarians and vegetarians all agree that we have to do something about this. So,
yeah.
The problem really is one of trust. And again, arguably, there wasn't enough trust even when George W. Bush was president in order to get the job done. Right. And when you look at all the different people that want to work this out, okay, so that we have not a 21st century slavery situation here in this country, because I think that's the real humanitarian problem that we have, is that these kids in some cases are going to go into slavery situations here in this country. I mean, just unbelievably bad situations.
Yeah, you know, and Bruce is right. I mean, this really is a problem that government is frozen on. It's a complex problem that's difficult to solve. How solvable it is, I'm not sure, but we certainly can make it better than we've had. But you remember George W. Bush and John McCain and some other folks had a bill that they tried to pass through Congress that was similar to the bill that's stuck in Congress right now. So we're all to blame in to some degree. Whether the White House right now is complicit in this, I don't really think the White House is complicit in this particular problem. It's just it's a difficult problem, and it needs a bipartisan solution that everybody can agree on, and we need the resources. If you're going to enforce the border, and this is a very large border, you need a lot more resources than we have right now, and that's one of the issues I think that the bill that's stuck in Congress actually addresses.
But it's going to be a huge issue in this upcoming election.
Yeah, the president has problems on his own left in his own party with this, because if you talk with folks who occupy that portion of the Democratic Party, you'll find that they're not happy with him, that they're deporting anybody or that there's any kind of control, because they believe that there ought to be a wholly different sort of way to view borders and human traffic back and forth across borders like they do in the European Union. And that's great for them. It's not working out so great for the EU right now. I think there's a strong likelihood that in 2017, I think it comes up for a vote in the UK. They may disengage possibly with the UK because, frankly, they don't like other people telling them how to run their country.
Yeah.
They're one of the few, Western democracies left with a little bit of gumption where people sometimes don't like the government. But in this particular case, the president does face peril, not just from Republicans, but people in his own party who don't think that he's doing enough.
Actually, there is criticism that he's going to start fast-tracking these kids for deportation, which is actually the proper thing to do under the current law.
So. And, of course, you have to find out where to send the kids. This is kind of a logistical nightmare, isn't it?
It is. It very much is.
What do you do? You've got some 3-year-olds and
when you look at all of the different messes that we've got ourselves in recently, and you look at the things that could have been done in order to prevent this, and the things that were said inadvertently or otherwise that invited the sort of problem, I mean, this is a White House. I mean, I have to tell you, they must be in real disarray. And Josh Earnest this morning, I think it's a great name for a press secretary.
Mr. Earnest?
For any party to have. But, you know, even Josh Earnest tried to make light of the fact that the president was going to Texas and that he wasn't going to go to the border. He says, well, we don't think there's a problem with optics. Well, there's a huge problem with optics, and everybody in the country sees it except for the White House in this particular case.
And here's the problem. We're politicizing this so the Republicans get a great advantage of not passing a comprehensive immigration bill, and that's why it's never gotten through or vote on the House. They get a great advantage over the president in short term. In long term, I think it hurts them. And I would say, you know, let's get politics totally out of this and just pass a comprehensive immigration bill where we can get resources on the border and have a rational way to deal with the people who are already here. And that, I think, you know, whether you take advantage of politically in the short term or the long term, really should be out of this. And that's ultimately the real problem. This has been too politicized over the years, and that's why we haven't had an immigration reform bill since 1986.
Well, the other folks who don't want to see this are American labor, because they see a huge influx of unskilled labor coming in to this country.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. 29 minutes past noon on this Monday afternoon on the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. I strongly recommend Moe's. In fact, I have a job over there right now that they're working on for me. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com, and on Facebook. It's 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. General John Wickham, always an interesting and very informative guest. He will be coming up right after our mid break.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the White House tries to deal with a flood of unaccompanied minors crossing the border from Mexico, it's making it clear that most of the children probably will end up getting sent back home. Iraqi political leaders still deadlocked, and the country's parliament has now postponed its next session until mid-August. That will delay the formation of a new government for weeks. Rebels in eastern Ukraine apparently trying to slow down any attempt by government forces to clear them out of the city of Donetsk. Three bridges on key roads leading into the city were blown up earlier today. Officials in western Michigan confirm it was a tornado that knocked down trees and power lines, ripped the roofs off some homes, and sent two people to hospitals for treatment after their homes collapsed last night. More details at srnnews.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
.12:36 now on this Monday afternoon. I'm Bill Buckmaster. It's the Buckmaster Show, and our Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham, is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. General Wickham was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of the South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. He served a total of 41 years in the Army. We welcome now General John Wickham to the Buckmaster Show. General, how are you?
Glad to be on your wonderful program, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There is a little bit of breaking news concerning the Department of Veterans Affairs. Today they rejected, General Wickham, a request from members of Congress and veterans advocates to make brain cancer, lung cancer, and migraines presumptive conditions for Gulf War veterans. Officials said they cannot prove the high rate of these illnesses among these vets that are related to military service. Your reaction, please.
You have to take that with a grain of salt. The VA, as you know, Bill, about 8 or 9 years ago, Rick Shinseki, the former head of the VA, noted that he approved a connection between Agent Orange in Vietnam and over 12 kinds of cancer and heart disease, and a variety of other illnesses, which opened up a floodgate, hundreds of thousands of claims for disability. And they're still working on those claims, and there'll be more as the Vietnam population ages. So the VA is being particularly cautious about sort of a wholesale approval of claims. And my belief is that the VA does a good job, although they may be slow, but they do a good job in evaluating the merits of every claim. And once the medical evidence proves that there's a connection between some Gulf War illness and some sort of disease, then the claim is going to be approved. I'm a case in point there. I put in a claim 8 years ago for blood cancer based on Agent Orange, and it came back from the VA in Phoenix within a month, 100% approved. So things can happen. I'm optimistic. I would take this with a grain of salt.
Of course, we talked a little bit about this last month, General Wickham, about the situation with the timely care and all of the issues, the change of leadership with VA. Do you think things are going to improve?
Yes, they do. I've long felt, even though I have admiration for General Shinseki as a former head of the Army and a friend, and a Vietnam vet who lost a foot in Vietnam, I've often felt that what the VA needs is a turnaround artist from the corporate world of America. We don't need a doctor. We don't need a general to run it. We need the guy that the president has just picked, McDonald, who is headed Procter & Gamble, a huge pharmaceutical company. This man knows how to get things done in the corporate world. He's also a veteran. He's a West Point graduate, spent 5 years as a parachute infantryman in the Army. So I think we've got the right person at the right time.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. Our live line number, I'll give it out for you. And General Wickham is always very good about answering all questions and comments. 790-2040, 790-2040 if you have a question for General Wickham. The Army recruiting situation, this really, I think this blindsided a lot of people, General Wickham, about the turndown rate now for potential new recruits.
That's right, Bill. Well, as you know, particularly from your fine reporting, in the last decade of wars, we have lowered the standards in the military, particularly the Army, to get enough recruits. We've taken people with no high school diplomas. We've taken people that are overweight, have got a lot of medical problems, in order to meet quotas. And now the Army has begun to realize that we can be much more selective. And what we're finding is that two-thirds of all of the recruits that are applying to get into the Army in particular are being rejected because of obesity, because of unwelcome tattoos, and why the devil young men and women are debasing the God-given skin we've got with unwelcome tattoos is beyond me. I guess I'm too old to understand that process. But, and also because of lack of education. And that, I think, is a reflection of illnesses in our society. We need to do a better job. We should not be rejecting two-thirds of people who are applying to get into the military.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Two out of three recruits being turned away. Can the Army afford to be and that selective, General Wickham?
Yes, we can now, because the Army now, Bill, is half the size of the Army when I was Army Chief of Staff. When I was head of the Army, we had over 800,000 active duty troops, and now we're headed to something around 400,000. And so we can be selective about it. We don't need all the recruits. The downside of all of this, Bill, as you understand so well, is that less than one-half of 1% of America's population ever serves in uniform. We have the lowest number in history that have served in uniform in the Congress and in our state legislators. And consequently, there is a growing gap between those who make our laws and those who protect the laws. And we need to close that gap with better understanding. The downside, of course, is going to be that the Congress does not care for the veterans and for active duty military the way they should because they don't understand them. So I think that is a serious flaw. You know, we need to encourage young men and women of quality to join the military. They don't have to spend a career. I've encouraged a lot of young people to do this. Go serve for a few years. And they've got a wonderful GI Bill that pays $60,000 towards your education in college after you get out. Mm-hmm. So we need to encourage more young men and women to get in.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. A good friend of this program, caller Jim Kelly, and we thank Jim, and I'm sure General Wickham does as well, for his service in the United States Navy. Go ahead, Jim. You were General Wickham.
Wickham.
Go ahead,
thank
Jim.
Thank you, General Wickham. You know, physical, mental, and moral qualifications for the military haven't really changed a whole lot except for the tattoo ones. One of the things I've never quite understood was the GED was designed for the military, and yet the military is not accepting it as a high school diploma. And I'm just wondering if maybe that might not be a mistake on the military's part.
Jim, that's an excellent point you make. Thank you for your service and for your fine question. You're exactly right. The GED grew out of that requirement, and unfortunately, what's happening now is that we have raised the standards of enlistment. More and more of the percentage of recruits have to have a high school diploma. We lowered it during the Gulf War. Maybe we were taking people, maybe 80% of the recruits did not have a high school diploma. Now we're looking at 90%+. And so we have raised the bar. And that's causing a fewer number to come in. But the GED should be an equivalent. And, of course, it is an equivalent to get into the National Guard and the Army Reserve.
Okay, General Wickham, before we take the break, rather than keep caller Bill waiting, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're with General Wickham. Go ahead.
Hi, Bill and General. I've got a comment here. I was impressed with your comment about having someone from the private sector run the VA that wasn't a general or a doctor or whatever, and that was really good. My thought is, why don't we just get the VA out of healthcare totally and just give every veteran a card that says, you know, go get your medical care someplace, and the government pick up the tab for it? Because, as you said, there's very few people that are really, you know, that have been in the military that need the services. Why don't we go that route and just eliminate all this bureaucracy?
Bill, you raise a very good point. Thank you for that point. It has been examined over the years about doing away with the VA. But we've got to be careful. We don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. The VA does provide an essential element of care in remote areas of the United States. And it does provide an understanding through its medical personnel and staff. I've seen that in the Tucson VA, which is one of the best in the United States, that veterans really need. Veterans going to a private doctor or private hospitals do not resonate with the private people the way they do with the VA. The VA has done unique things. For example, at the VA Medical Clinic in Tucson, we have one of the best eye care centers in the world. And I've been there and see what they do, teaching people how to use their hands when they don't have their eyes anymore. And that's not available in the private sector. So the idea of a card could be a short-term fix for those that can't get into the VA system. But my humble opinion, it would be a mistake to do away with the VA medical system, which by and large is a quality system. Once you get into it, you're going to get good care.
All right. General Wickham, please stay for another segment with us. We're going to pause right here on the Buckmaster Show. 790-2040 had a couple of very good questions. We now ask you to please listen to the people who are supporting this program and give them your support. Be right back with General Wickham. Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pests and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 reverse osmosis drinking water system is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends in historic Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's a great weekend getaway or longer, just 3 hours from Tucson, 15 degrees cooler because of that mile-high elevation. Lots to do, hiking, camping, exploring historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a really lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and things to do in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, places to stay like Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort. Let's welcome now back to the Buckmaster Show, General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. We've been talking about the VA. Let's talk a little bit about overseas and the issue with the Iraqi army. It's been a real mess over there, General Wickham.
It really has been, and I think anyone who has served over there or a family member that has someone that has served must be very disappointed at what's turned out. We've spent $1 trillion on Iraq trying to bring it into the modern era, and it's been a failure, an abject failure. And I think this is one thing we can take to heart. We need to understand what's going on and believe what's going on. There's a media now that is ranking President Obama as one of the poorest presidents in history. I don't agree with that. He's kept us out of another war, and he's using the right thing, the right policy, foreign policy. Some of the Arab leaders are saying the same thing. What is happening in the Middle East is tragic because we're seeing that Arab leaders, Islamic leaders, are failing to recognize what happened with the Arab awakening, the yearning of youth and young people for a better life and for a better government. And they've turned the clock back to medieval times. The misogyny, which the word means abuse of women, has come back into vogue now. The killing of people, the tearing off of your hands if you steal. Muhammad, the prophet, never believed in those things, if you read anything about him at all. And so there's been a distortion of Islam by recent leaders, and the current leaders, none of them are able to step up and realize we have to get rid of ancient history and reach out to the future to make our people better off. And that's the unfortunate thing. You have Maliki, the prime minister of Iraq, now saying, I'm never going to quit. I'm going to keep fighting to become prime minister. What he needs to do is step aside and let a leader come in who can bring the components, the Shia, the Sunni, and the Kurds, into some sort of cooperative government.
Well, we're really looking at a partitioned Iraq, aren't we, in the long term here?
We are, yes, sort of as Fareed Zakaria has suggested in the Washington Post and on his CNN interview program, enclaves, an enclave of Kurds that has become part of Kurdistan. It would marry up with the Kurds in Turkey, the Kurds in Iran, and the Kurds that are in Iraq, and some Kurds in Syria. And the Sunni could be an enclave in the central part of Iraq and in Syria and part of Iran. The Shia can be part of southern Iraq and of course, Iran. So in a way, you've got it. But you're going back to ancient times. We're going back to before World War One, when we lived in that kind of era of broken up sectarian groups. And the British and the French tried to redraw into nations. Well, that's failed. And so maybe we've got to go back to where it was. But that, I think, is the essence of visionary leadership by the current administration, that we do not, the United States does not have the wisdom or the experience to go into the Middle East or in any other region and tell people, we know how to solve your problems. Step aside and let us bring in our military and spend our resources and solve your problems. The local people have got to solve the problems their way.
General John Wickham with us, only about a minute and a half left, but if you could give us a quick update on the Davis Mountain A-10 situation, General Wickham.
Well, it looks like the A-10's here for at least a year. The House of Representatives Appropriations Committee and I think a floor vote said, let's keep it. Let's deny funds to the Air Force that will take it down. And so I think that the A-10 is going to be here for the foreseeable future. The downside of all that, Bill, and here I'm sort of parochial, having been a service chief of staff, I sympathize with the Air Force Chief of Staff as he tries to balance the future of the Air Force with the current situation. He doesn't have enough money to do it all, so there have to be tough decisions. The A-10 is a 40-year-old aircraft. There are other aircraft that can do some of the tasks of the A-10. Maybe not as good, but some of them can do it adequately. And maybe we need to invest more in research and development in the future. So I think that the Air Force Chief of Staff and the leadership of the Air Force is trying to do what is right for the long run of the Air Force.
General Wickham, thank you very much. We'll look forward to visiting with you the first Monday in August. Hope you're doing well and continue to do so. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Thanks, Bill. And you got a wonderful program and wonderful supporters.
Thank you very much, General John Wickham, with us on the Buckmaster Show. General Wickham visits with us the second half hour of the first Monday of every month, and we thank him for his service to this country and for his service to us here on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Coming up tomorrow morning, actually, let's start with this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4. A new local talk show comes along at 4 o'clock with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Chris and Joe with the Wake Up Tucson program. Then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9. Then Rosemary Brandt, producer, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 for our Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Until that time, hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.